Here's Corey Perry. He of the Anaheim Ducks.
Special
he of
guest.
The 8-year extension, almost $70 million. When, Corey, congratulations.
Thank you.
When did you make this decision in your own mind? Not when you signed the contract, but when you came to terms and decided, I'm going to do this thing.
Well, I think it was a big factor when Getzlaf started. You know, he called me and asked where my head was the night before he signed. And, you know, that kind of got the ball rolling where, you know, this is going to be a special team for a long time. And when you get to play like, with an elite centerman like that, you know, you look around the league and, you know, there's a lot unknown where you know, what might be if you do move. So I thought this was going to be, you know, this is going to be home for a long time.
Corey, did you need to see this team play this season first to really know for sure if it's special or not?
I think so. I mean, you know, we still have sort of the same team from last year. We just added a couple new faces, but you know, those new faces have really brought life to the room and really helped this team win. And you know, if the team wasn't doing well, maybe it's a different situation. Who knows? But you know, the team's playing well. You know, I got the deal done, and we move on. And it's great news for everybody.
Corey, is there any chance Pat Morris might buy a round? Like I've known him a long time. I mean, seriously, it's getting to the point. He disappears for months at a time, and then he signs these huge deals. But did Boudreaux have any part in this, the fact that it would appear you're having a ball playing hockey right now, winning and having fun?
Yeah, and that's a huge factor is when you come to the rink every day, you know, there's smiles on everybody's faces. And, you know, just in the dressing room, it's a light dressing room, and everybody's having fun. It's you know, when you're doing that, you're going to win hockey games, which you have been, and, you know, coming from behind, whatever it may be, where, you know, it's a special feeling in that room right now.
Corey Perry signed the contract last night, and he talks to Hockey Central at noon.
Corey, just in terms of pinning the decision to re-sign in Anaheim compared to going into a unique situation with unrestricted free agency and the thought of family back home, maybe an original six market, maybe even getting more than what you signed for in Anaheim. Did that ever really truly come into play?
You know, I thought about going home. I had, you know, there's always a thought of going home, that's for sure. You know, playing closer to your family and friends and being a part of, you know, a different team. But, you know, in the last probably 10 days, I really sat back and thought about things and we talked to the family, and this is where I want to be. This is where I've made my home for 8 years, and I want to continue to make it my home for the next 8 years. And you know, when it's a great organization, there's a lot of great people here, and it's a great ownership. So it's a very special and unique place to play.
So before Getzlaf, did you have the feeling in the back of your mind that you were probably going to unrestricted free agency?
I wouldn't say that. I would say, you know, it's probably 40% maybe and 60% no, but, you know, I was very undecided. I didn't know what I really wanted to do. And you know, getting him signed was a huge key factor in things.
It's interesting. We talked about it before you come on that having you two franchise type players there, lots of pressure on Bob Murray to make it happen. You can't lose good players from organizations because they're too hard to find. But for him, this is a huge feather in Bob Murray's cap to be able to keep you two together.
Yeah, when you know you got Getzy, you know, one of the elite centermen in the league, and you know, to play with him, to be with him, and you know, we've been together ever since day one, so we know each other pretty well. You know, that's a special thing, and what the organization has done here is, you know, locked up two guys that mean a lot to this organization, and you know, we want to give back to the organization that and show them that, you know, we wanted to be here right from day one.
Slide over to line two. We have Corey Perry on line one, signed the 8-year contract extension last night. And let's bring in Andrew Cogliano, a teammate of Corey Perry's. Were you ticked last night when you saw the Jumbotron and the announcement, or were you overwhelmed with glee? You didn't know.
So I didn't know. I'm pretty ticked right now. I thought I was on this show by myself. I didn't know Perry was coming on.
We got to go with the cash first.
Hey, that's how I feel with Kiprios here every day. So join the crowd.
My fun with this guy.
What was it like on the bench when it showed up on the big screen?
I didn't have a clue. I think a couple guys knew, but you know, it was a great thing to see. You know, I didn't know what Perez was going to do. I didn't talk to him too much about it, but when I saw 8 years, you know, I think there was just a huge relief on the bench. I think Bruce took a huge sigh of relief as well, and I think we were able to play the rest of the game, but it was a great feeling for everyone.
Corey, how many people did know in the organization?
In the organization, none, except for Bob Murray. And, you know, we kept it quiet. I knew the night before, but we kept it quiet all day and let the guys focus on the game and not take away from the game. So I did it during the game.
Yeah, to make sure that you were up, I would imagine.
Yeah, we didn't want to do it. It could have worked both ways, I guess.
Andrew, let me ask you something just in terms of the anticipation on whether Corey Perry was going to re-sign, get traded. Was there much talk of it inside the dressing room?
No, not really. Nothing at all, actually. You know, I think a couple of the guys were amongst themselves without Perez around, were asking questions, seeing what they were going to do. And, you know, I as a Toronto guy myself, I always was wondering if Perez wanted to go home and maybe play for a team like Toronto or Ottawa.
Don't say that, Andrew. That's causing a storm here. Be careful what you say.
Leaf fans are crying right now.
Cogliano, you just ruined a lot of people's days.
Do you guys give out a game hat or a, you know, some team hard helmets hat? Or do you guys do that?
Yeah.
Did Perry get it last night when he came in the room?
Is it made out of gold now?
No, he was a healthy scratch last night, I think.
So just, I love to go back to the draft when Corey Perry was drafted, and we followed him in London really closely because of Rick Nash and having drafted Nash. And I remember sitting at the draft, we picked early, 4, and all of a sudden, my guy's saying, do you think there's any chance that Corey Perry, because he's not a very good skater and he's not really mean, do you think he might fall to early in the second round?
How'd that work out?
Could have been so much different if that would have happened for me.
You wouldn't be hanging out with us.
Perry, you screwed up my life.
Corey, does it tick you off that you make $75,000 less than Sidney Crosby now?
No, I just, I don't know. I'm happy to get the deal done. And, you know, this is going to be home, and it's a pretty special feeling.
Andrew, what was it like when he did Corey walk in the room after the game, or how did that go about when you first got to see him and then the contract was done?
Well, it was a good feeling because we won, and you know, everyone pretty much hugged him because we were coming off the ice and he was in a suit. But no, it was a good feeling, I think, for everyone. You know, things around here have been pretty good, obviously, as of late, and I think that just added to it. You know, he signed Getsy, he signed Perez, and you could feel it as the organization is going. So it was a good feeling, and hopefully continue.
So, Andrew, lots of talk today in the dressing room about what does Corey do now? Does he buy something for the team? Is it a team dinner?
A nice sports bar across the street.
What's the call here, Corey?
I'm sure I'm going to get a few different answers from that question.
I thought Penner had the tweet of the year when he sent the Brinks truck out, the picture of the Brinks truck showing Getzlaff's new car.
I tell you what, has Getzlaff done anything yet?
I don't think so.
Okay, so you guys team up.
Yeah, maybe.
Rolexes for everyone.
There we go.
Congratulations on the season, Andrew, and obviously Corey Perry. Thanks for joining us, and it's a hell of a signing, and you got it done, and it removes a lot of distractions. This has been fun having you guys both on at the same time.
Great luck the rest of the way, guys, in the playoffs.
You're a fun team to watch.
Thank you for having me.